The following radio interviews were conducted by Tim Behrens of KJSL Radio in St. Louis during the July 2005 SDA General Conference. In this segment, we'll be speaking with Jonathan Wolkowitz.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Why did you leave the Seventh-day Adventist Church?
Well, to make it a brief enough story on the air this morning, it really came down to we had some neighbors here that lived nearby us, and they asked us some questions using, I think, text in Colossians about the Sabbath. And it was really my wife's friend, and she began to try to talk with her, and she thought, well, here's my chance. I'm going to try to convince her about the Sabbath. And it was through that beginning process of doing research and trying to answer the question that we came across some material by Greg Taylor, his manifesto or his story about why he left. And initially I was pretty resistant to that. I didn't want to have much to do with it and whatnot. But I think my wife and I came to a decision that we were going to give it a fair chance. That if we were going to be willing to talk to somebody else, that we had to kind of look at the other side, too. And so we, you know, basically began to study and search with an open mind and asking the Holy Spirit to guide us in our search. And the more we studied, the more we began to see that maybe what we had been taught and what we had thought was the truth may not be so much the truth. And that was kind of the start of our process, at least.
Okay. I would think that makes it, when everything you thought you knew was right is wrong, that's got to play with your head.
You know, I think you're right. For both of us, I think it was kind of devastating. Mm-hmm. As we kind of got through the process, and We've only been out of the church now for about 2.5 months. Mm. But the process started a year ago that we began studying. And when we began to see all these multiple things and really studied Scripture, I think probably for the first time in my life, in depth studying Scripture and Scripture alone. Mm-hmm. And not just trying to look at Scripture from the perspective of what your belief system. Do you understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Your belief system many times guides you or influences you, let's say, into interpreting Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time we'd actually looked at Scripture for what it said plain and simply, without trying to put any of our opinions, let's say, into it. And it was, it can be very devastating. Both of us were born and raised in the Adventist Church. And we, you know, 30-some years of it.
Yeah.
And so when you suddenly look at it from another's perspective, you're just like, wow, almost blown away from it a little bit.
Have you revealed your search and what's going on with your family members and with your church members?
Yes, we have. More so, I would suggest, with our families.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the hardest part, and we're still going through it.
Mm.
To family, it's just been devastating. Mm. You know, we're taught in the church that, you know, to leave this message is tantamount to leaving God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, you know, that's when you try to work against that, it's really frustrating. You believe that you've found new truth in Scripture and Scripture alone, and to try to share that with family, you almost come up against a brick wall.
Well, what do you say to pastors out there who say, well, you know, yeah, okay, Seventh-day Adventists, they believe one way, and you know, they're not orthodox or anything of that nature, but I'm just going to lift up Jesus. I'm just going to preach Jesus. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. I'm not going to deal with, you know, trying to find out what they believe, because I think people would just be attracted to the gospel. I'm not going to talk about this from the pulpit. What would you say to those pastors?
I think you have to be true to yourself and the Holy Spirit. To ignore things in Scripture and just say, "Well, we're all just really preaching the gospel." I think, unfortunately, after I've kind of come out of this, the more I look at it, the more I see that it's not preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That the preaching the gospel to me is plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of the birth, the life, the death of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not adding in all these other things. In fact, to me, the New Testament speaks so clearly that that's the issue that Paul seemed to have to address constantly.
Yeah.
For by grace are you saved through faith,
yeah, right,
not of works, lest any man should boast.
And you preach any other gospel, and that's what Paul was talking about in Galatians 1:6
and 9. Let anybody be accursed.
That's right. That's right. Jonathan, thank you so much, and God bless you and your wife, and thank you for your bold stand for the Lord. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks, brother.
You're welcome.
God bless you.